رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم أتم علينا نعمك ظاهرة وباطنة، واسترنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين، اللهم اكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين، اللهم أعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم دع البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من الصادقين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين ومن جندك المنصورين، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، let's recap quick what we talked about it a couple of days ago or last week. I hope I remember. We talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us with a lot of diseases and weakness. And He gave us the medication. The medication in Quran. The more I take the medication, the more I grow. And I cure what I have in my chest. And we talked last Wednesday about what Allah loves and what Allah dislikes. Do you remember? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. He was not with us, right? Okay, for your benefit, inshallah, you can listen to it, inshallah. Now, what Allah loves? Number one, He loves Ihsan and Muhsineen. He loves and Muhsineen. What's the Muhsineen? The one who loves goodness and wants spread goodness. Goodness in themselves, goodness in their manner, goodness in every way they do things. Number two, Allah yuhib at-tawwabin. Allah love. He love whom? Do tawbah. And drink with right hand. He love those who do tawbah. And number three, Allah yuhib al-mutatahhirin. He love those who are clean. And clean internal, external, outside, inside, physical and spiritual, especially heart. And we'll talk about it today, inshallah. Number four, steadfast with the wafa of the ahd, meaning to keep your word, keep your commitment. And one of the first words to keep it, what is it? La ilaha illallah is a covenant, is a ahd, is a trust between us and Allah. Number five, Allah He love huh? The patient one, sabirin. Number six, which missing from the ummah, yuhibbu al mutawakkilin. He love those who rely on Allah. Number seven, He loves those who do justice. Justice to themselves and others. Number eight, He loves the strong one. Not to go to the gym and build muscles. Build muscle is one thing, but build muscle of the heart. Build iman. Having unity. Love each other. Now, what about the things He dislike and hate? He dislikes the oppressor and those who oppress against others. Number two, He dislike and hate those who spread mischief. Number three, He dislike and hate, disbelieve and deny. Number four, He dislike the oppressor, zalimin. Five, He dislike those who love themselves and feel nice about themselves. I feel nice. You see, it's a famous word in here. They say, I feel nice. I have, what do you call it? I feel good about myself. You know, it's big difference between have confidence and be arrogant. Eh? Exactly. How you say it? Pride, right? Yes. You know, sometimes we have pride over nothing. You know?
If you like yourself, that's
fine. Okay. Liking yourself. Why are you liking yourself? Eh? No, no. Continue. Why you like yourself? You see, you like yourself in one condition. Liking yourself, if you do, is liking yourself in the right iman, liking yourself because Allah created you the way you are. Liking yourself because Allah make you a mu'min, insha'Allah. Liking yourself because Allah allow you to gain what others do not. Liking yourself because you feel clean, hearted from what others have. This now you said, Alhamdulillah, الذي عافاني مما ابتلى به كثيرا من عباده وفضلني تفضيلا. He said, thank Allah, the one who chose me and cure me from what other have and chose me from all these people. And if this is the case, yes, you will have certain liking of what Allah give you, but generate humble and humility. But those who like themselves, they generate what? Arrogant. Which is number what? Six. Okay? By this way, if you're liking yourself the way Allah love, meaning you are in a state of thanks to Allah of what Allah give you, this what? Mahmuda, something good. But if you're liking yourself to the point you walk with a little bit of arrogance, or you're liking yourself because whatever Allah give you, from beauty or status or whatever, okay, this is not recommended. Because it generate what? Arrogant. Okay? And Allah hate arrogant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates the weak, poor, arrogant most. Look at Bangladesh and India. Allahu Akbar. They have nothing. And they're so arrogant. Arrogant of what? Really? You poor and arrogant? There's a hadith Qudsi about that. Number eight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He dislike the betrayer, the one who betrayed. And we talk about it last time in detail, a little bit. Number nine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislike and hate those who spend without no mean.
Meaning
spending a lot. It's rough. Yes.
If I have more clothes than I need, is that Israf?
All of us have plenty of clothes we do not need. But if you start now spending, your parents will drive you nuts. By this way, for wisdom, be patient. When you are responsible by yourself, do whatever you can. You see what happened? It has to be together as a package. Which today, may Allah forgive me, I'm the first guilty among you. We have always to think about what's going on in the condition of the ummah and how we can correct it.
Is liking yourself a sign of liking yourself is to follow your desire only.
Say it again.
Is liking yourself the sign of it is to follow your desire all the time?
Okay, is liking yourself one of the signs of it is to follow your desire all the time? Sure. Which, if you look at us today, each one of us has certain habit of eating, certain habit of eating certain food, certain time, certain habit of clothing, certain habit of living. And all this will bite you when you get married, will bite you so severely. Welcome to reality. He has his own habit, you have your own habit. And you're stuck with your own habit and you forget the basic loyalty, which today a lot of people cannot handle it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something. He wants a woman to follow the man. Why? Because once a woman follows a man, you establish one system in the house. Today, if the man really tried to establish one system, he said, excuse me, you want to make me a slave? Who you are? I'm a human being like you. You have your habit, I have my habit. And before you know it, the war is started. Can you have a system? No. Why? We forget the principle. What's the principle? The principle is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted this way. He wants the house to be running by the man. And what's the man? He's a leader. And today we do not respect that. Because, for example, it show up in a time of developing the children. I know now what the problem is if the man is bye-bye. We talk about the principle as a principle. Okay? But if the man is bye-bye, according to Islam, what kind of bye-bye now? If he's really a Muslim and follow Islam, okay, you obligated to follow and obey. But if he's not following Islam, you have to leave. If you're really Islam, your Islam is dangerous. Or you can be patient and get a reward from Allah if you can continue your journey of Islam. And this again, it varies according to whom? Situation, and according to your honesty and ikhlas in your mission. Now, today I want to talk to you about something very important. This now is the juice of what we're talking about all along. This week, many situations happened with many people, and I came to a conclusion. What happens if our knowledge is coming by our habit takeover? Do you understand? What happens if our habit take over? Can I be in a state of slavery? No. And what I find out, the majority of people cannot let it go. And the more you get elder, the more you're stuck. And the more you're stuck, the more the message of Allah is not coming in. And one person, I was giving him da'wah, and he's really flipping. Every day he flips, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, different issue. And I came to a conclusion. He's follow his own shayateen. He's follow his own culture. He's follow his own things. But when I read Quran, message is clear. And I came to a conclusion. How many Muslims reading Quran with tadabbur daily? Very few in the Ummah. What happened if I do not read Quran with tadabbur daily, even if small amount? My shaitan take over. My nafs take over. My thinking take over. And I'm not receiving message from Allah. By this way, reading Quran with tadabbur, with the intention, oh Allah, guide me. I promise you, Allah will guide you. Do zikr with tadabbur, Do zikr with complete comprehending and living the message will give you what? Will give you the essence, will give you this guidance, the hidayah, the rahmah, the tranquility. What happened if I have a lack of taking Quran or taking zikr? Who take over?
Shaitan.
What happened to my helicopter? Take off. And I'm not going anywhere. Do you get it or no? By this way, if you ask me today, we have no choice. We have to take the medication the maximum I can. And when a situation arises, I have to say Allahu Akbar and go back to what Allah tell me to do, not me. Not me. If you always follow me, meaning yourself, you finish as soon or later. Shaitan will get you in the most important time in your life and he will finish you. I saw it in my life with many people. Many people was growing so beautifully. And Shaitan all of a sudden, boom, and finished them. You understand? By this way, you have to do a constant effort against yourself with reading, with tadabbur, with complete comprehending, understanding, calling Allah, making dua, return everything to Allah, and a lot of zikr. And don't act hasty with any situation, ever. And something else is how to be content with whatever message coming to you from Allah. Because Allah can give you a message, but you do not like it. I find a lot of people cannot take it. Why? Because I'm going to Allah with agenda. I'm going to Allah with whatever I like and dislike. You cannot do that. By this way, I'm giving you now the recipe. Without it, you're not going anywhere. You have to read Quran with tadabbur. You have to always seek the messages from Allah can give it to you. I tell you about myself. There's no situation in any day. It bothers me and I be patient. I go to Quran, I'm reading, I get the message. And believe me, for many years the message is the same. Same. Be patient. I'm watching. I'm hearing. I know what's going on. Rely on me. Trust me. You're not better than the people before you. The message always the same. But somehow, when a situation arises, you cannot have this message. Shaitan wants you to go down to something else. By this way, when you talk, when you read it by your own eyes, Allah say it to you, different than if I tell you. If I come to you and tell you patient what? But when a message coming to you, Allah, from Allah to you, Allah inspire you, it's different. You understand or no? By this way, my message to you today, if you really want to grow, if you want really guard yourself from your own shaitan and your nafs, you have to be in a state of alert. And this state of alert will not be done unless you remember Allah. You do zikr, reading Quran, and remember death. Believe me, it scares me. Because if I remember death now, do you think I would act hasty? I will let shaitan take me for a ride? No way. No way. You understand or no? Huh? Okay. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد I was reading again the name of Allah in detail, and Allah Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. And we agree, what is meaning Rahman? The merciful, you know what it means. But what it means? It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained already His rahmah to everything. And the sign of rahmah in the air, the provision, Muslim and non-Muslim, obedience and a sinner. Everybody get a part of rahmah. You understand me? Now, Ar-Rahim, the one he promised the believer to give them rahmah in the day of judgment. And many verse about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 9. Look at this verse. هو الذي ينزل على عبده آيات بينات ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وإن الله بكم لرؤوف رحيم. هو Allah, the one who revealed to you over his own servant Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam آيات signs ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور, meaning these verses of Quran is to take you out of darkness to light. You see? You see now? What happened now if I'm not taking the light of Allah? I'm in darkness. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُمْ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah is Ra'uf, compassion and Rahim. Al-Imran 164 has different meaning. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah, He give minna. Minna meaning, He give you something, you do not deserve it. He just give you. What He give to the mu'mineen? إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. He send a messenger among them. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِمْ. He will recite His ayat. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. التَّزْكِيَة here, meaning the cleansing, the purification, the closeness to Allah. وَيُعَلِّمْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And He teach them kitab, the Quran, وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Some scholars said وَالْحِكْمَةِ here is the sunnah. Okay? عن أبي إمامة الباهلي رضي الله عنه said, he said he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah, He has an angel. This angel is having a job, only one job. Do you know what job is that? Look at this today. You will get a gift of a lifetime. You ready? You have something to take? You have something to take the gift? You have or no? Where? Okay. Put that record button, very, very important now. This angel, what he will do, he say, anyone say, Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Arhamur Rahimin. If the person says three times, the angel go and reply to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Oh my servant, what you like, I will give it to you. If you said, Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Arhamur Rahimin, three times, with complete conviction from your heart, whatever dua after that, inshaAllah, is accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّمَا يَرْحَمَ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الرُّحَمَاءِ. Allah, He give mercy to those who have mercy. Do you get it? Meaning, ask yourself, is me walking with people with mercy? Is me trying to be mercy to people? وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الراحمون يرحمهم الرحمن. Those who have mercy in their heart, Allah will give them mercy. ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. Be mercy of the people in earth, Allah be mercy with you. This, by the way, in Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, and another hadith: لا يدخل الجنة إلا رحيم. Nobody enters Jannah except those who have mercy. And in some riwayah. Who among us Rahim? He said the Rahim is not the one care about himself. It's the one who care about himself and care about other. The Rahim, the one, he Rahim to himself, Rahim to others. عن الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and this it can be a weak hadith or a riwayah of the meaning of. In the end of my ummah, in the end of time, the most pious people, not the people who is doing a lot of salah and a lot of fasting, no, those people who are having pure chest and generous hand and nafs and rahmah to themselves and other all. Do you get it? Let me repeat it again. Those who will come in the end of time will be the most pious people. Not with the amount of salah and fasting they do, but the purity of their chest. And sakhawa of the nafs. Sakhawa of nafs meaning your nafs is easy to give. You do not have something hidden. You do not have every day different agenda. You said this, I said this, I do this, you do this. Why? No. Very simple. The chest is always clean, pure, soft. And the rahmah li jami' al muslimin. And the mercy to all the Muslim and mankind. And in here, we stop for a moment. Because this, I really believe it. If today, we worry about ourselves only and do not intend to help others, what kind of Muslim am I? You know? If I worry about my own tarbiyah and tazkiyah, sure is very important as to develop yourself. But all this developing should be with the intention to benefit others, to share with others. Do you understand? This is very important. And he said, the author, what more rahmah, what more mercy in your heart, more than helping other to go to Jannah? Helping other to wake up from their own shayateen. Helping other to advise them and remind them. And this why, who have the carry the most noble mission? Messenger and prophet. And what does he do? It helping people to take them from darkness to light, from uncertainty to certainty, from the tithe of your nafs and the tithe of shayateen to the opening and the mercy and and contentment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the slavery of yourself and your habit and shayateen to the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. From the agony of this life to the happiness of infinity in the Day of Judgment with the Jannah insha'Allah. You see? By this way, Messenger and Prophet came with a noble mission as mercy to mankind. And this was what? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by the way, we have to stop for a moment and think, what is today? Huh? Arabic. Anybody remember? Huh? Yeah. Rabi' al-Awwal. How many days today in Rabi' al-Awwal?
Five.
Huh?
Seven.
Okay. According to different calendar, we're not five. Six, seven, eight. According to different masajid, different group, different moon, different everything. Vice, we will not go to fight over that. You wanted six, alhamdulillah. You want seven, alhamdulillah. You want eight, alhamdulillah. And in 12 Rabi' al-Awwal, the Ummah celebrate what? Huh? Mawlid. What is Mawlid? The birth. Birth of whom? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if we want celebrate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's share with you some story. It might help you out to identify the importance of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We start with the boy who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, open the alif for him. Let him come sit next to me. And he said, this boy, he do something more than all of you. The companion. The companion was shocked. This boy doing something more than all of us? He said yes. And this, by the way, you find it in Sahih Bukhari and the book of Shifa by Al-Qadi Ayyad in the chapter of the significant and the important and the rewarding of Salah al-Nabi. And he said, tell them what you say every day. He said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'adad man salla alayhi. Make salah ala nabiyya Allah with the amount of people make salah ala nabiyya. Wallahumma salli ala Muhammad ba'adad man lam yusalli alayhi. And make salah ala Rasulullah over Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the amount of the people do not make salah alayhi. Wallahumma salli ala Muhammad kama yanbaghi salata alayhi. And make salah ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the way you want it to be. Wallahumma salli ala Muhammad ba'adad ma tuhib an yusalli alayhi. And make salah ala Nabi with the amount you love to be, make it for him inshaAllah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad ba'adad man salla alayhi. اللهم صل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بعدد من لم يصلي عليه اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما ينبغي الصلاة عليه اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد بالعدد الذي تحب أن يصلى عليه آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. And you remember the story I tell you about the woman who complained about her husband. Do you remember it? Who among you remembers the story? The woman came complain about her husband. Why? Her husband cried too much. And he doesn't fulfill the need of the wife. The wife came to complain. The man, Rasulullah SAW tell him, bring the man. Do you have a problem with your wife? No. You have a problem with your kids? No. You have a problem with money? No. You have any problem? No. He said, what's your problem? He said, I miss you, Ya Rasulullah. And when I leave you, I miss you. And when I think about you, maybe I will see you tomorrow or not, I miss you more. And when I think what happened if I die, And all this time in the grave, I will not see you. I miss you more, and I cry more. And when I think about in the Day of Judgment, I will be resurrected with whom am I? And you will be resurrected with Messenger and Prophet. And I will not see you again. I cry. And if I go to Jannah, I will go to Jannah with people like me, and you go to Jannah with Messenger and Prophet. And I will not see you again. I cry. At this moment, Rasulullah did not reply. You know who replied? Allah. Allah replied. He sent Angel Jibreel alayhi salam with a message. It was actually a verse in Quran. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ Whoever obey Allah and His Messenger. فَأُولَئِكَ Those. مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ With those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choosing them and elevate them. From whom? من النبيين. Messenger and Prophet. والصديقين and صديقين والشهداء and the martyrs والصالحين and the pious one وحسن أولئك رفيقا and this is the best companionship and the best resident. A man right away, he's not like us, right away he get up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, is this for him? He said, this for him and those who are fulfilled the condition of this verse. وَمَنْ يُطْعِ اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ Whoever obey Allah and His Messenger. What do you think? What about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? طُوبَى لِمَنْ رَآنِي وَآمَنَ بِي طُوبَى, the scholar have a debate. طُوبَى can be a شَجْرَة فِي الْجَنَّةِ, a tree in Jannah, or a level, a status in Jannah. And some scholars said, this tree, you will walk underneath it with a horse so fast, underneath the shade of the tree for 500 years before you end up the shade. How big is the tree? Today when somebody buy a house with a quarter acre, 1/8 of an acre, he make a party, come see my house. See my land. If it's half an acre, you cannot talk to them. If it's 1 acre, Allahu Akbar. Arrogant forever. Now imagine now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever believe in me, Tuba liman ra'ani wa amana bi. Tuba, this level in Jannah, for those who are saw me and believe in me. You get it? Listen now to another part of the hadith. ثُمَّ طُوبَ ثُمَّ طُوبَ ثُمَّ طُوبَ Three level or three whatever. لِمَنْ لَمْ يَرَانِي وَآمَنَ بِي And this glad tidings for those never saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and believe in him. Tell me now. What do you think? Huh? Now, which one is really high? To be a multimillionaire? To be famous in this dunya? Or to be decorated by Allah by calling you a believer of Allah wa Rasulah? ثُمَّ طُوبَ ثُمَّ طُوبَ ثُمَّ طُوبَ Three times. To whom saw me, do not see me, and believe in me. What about the hadith about when he talk about my friend and my beloved to me, they coming later? They said, Ya Rasulullah, alasna bi ikhwanak? Are we not your brotherhood and beloved to you? He said, no, but antum ashabi, but you are my companion. But these people coming later on. الواحد منهم أجره بخمسين منكم. One among them, his reward equal 50 among you. A man get up, he said, واحد منهم أجره بخمسين منهم. One among them, rewarded with 50 among them. He said, no. One of them, his reward of 50 among you. They said, why, Ya Rasulullah? He said, you find whom who help you in your deen, and you do not find those who help them in their deen. By this way, my beloved brother and sister in Islam, we have beautiful message from Allah to us. And we have also a condition. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you claim you love Allah, follow me, Muhammad. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Follow me. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. In the Kitab al-Shifa, the main concept is Allah make it a key. You want love Allah? You cannot love Allah unless you love Rasulullah. And you cannot love Rasulullah unless you obey him and follow his sunnah. Now, today, the majority of ummah focus in the hand, in a kufi, in a miswak, in a beard, and all is sunnah. Two rak'ah before, two rak'ah after, how to sit, how to put your toes, how to put your hand. What about the main one? Ummati, ummati. And the da'wah to Allah, amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar, setting the role model, decorate yourself with good manner, try to develop good manner, and try to carry the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about this hadith? It changed my life when I was maybe your age, Mahal. How old are you now?
14.
Eh? 14. 14? I was a little bit older than you. But with beard. You do not have one. This hadith, what it say? Man ahya sunnah min sunnati عند فساد أمتي فله أجر شهيد وفي رواية أجر 100 شهيد. Whoever revive a sunnah of my sunnah in a corruption of my ummah, he will get the reward of 100 martyrs. And another report, 1 martyrs. What do you think about that? Whoever revive one sunnah of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the end of the corruption of the ummah, he will get what? The reward of what?
One martyr or 100 martyrs.
MashaAllah. Don't fight. Get one. What do you think?
I had a question.
Go ahead.
Is that revive meaning relevant to the person himself? Or relevant to the society?
No. Revive meaning something a sunnah. You develop it in yourself, you live in it, and you invite people to it. You see? You have to live it and invite people to it. Even one. And this is what I believe today. What about when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except rahmah to mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ. We send you to mankind. How Allah sent a messenger? He will die in a certain amount of years, and after that you call him, he sent to mankind. How? Because his ummah is supposed to carry the message. You see? What about وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are with a great manner. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمْ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مَحَاسِنِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. وفي رواية صالح الأخلاق. He said, I only Allah send me to perfect it, the good manner. What about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The most one closer to me in the day of judgment. Whom? Huh? The most one among you is what? Manner. Manner. How many of us worry about manner? How you get manner? Only by doing zikr, learning, and try to implementing one hadith at a time, one advice at a time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you iman in a state of alert, and you really behave for sabilillah, according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the maximum you can. Because you will never be perfect. You only try. What do you think? Or we worry about halwa. Because today the whole ummah ready for all the halwa. You go to Egypt today, the amount of halwa they spend, Allahu Akbar. They can sweet all the seas. If they dump all this halwa, mashallah. One brother called me yesterday and he told me something. He said his roommate has a tank full of fish. And this man, his tank has a system. And the system is every few days or whatever, week, whatever, he has to take 25% of the water out and put fresh one. And this man, he said to his roommate, imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to do that to the seas, to purify the seas. If you study how the sea is purified, Allahu Akbar. Every creature and every plant acting as a filter for different aspects of the seas. Completely. And even the leftover, you have the bird around to care about that. Now, who's supposed to purify the earth from pollution? Who's supposed to purify the earth from the bad manner?
The Muslim.
The carrier of the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By this way, I believe without no doubt. If you want to be a winner, big winner, say Ya Allah. Accept me for you to be a victorious of Islam and a reviver of Islam and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the maximum I can. Make me live with this mission. Make me die with this mission. Make me go my grave with this mission, Ya Allah. At this moment, like one scholar when I was younger than you, Mahar, or your age, you know what he said? He said, at this time, you do Mawlid of Rasulullah every moment in your life. Meaning, you celebrate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every moment. You do not have to celebrate him one day. You can celebrate him every moment, every day. By reviving his sunnah, by talking about him, by learning about him, by spreading his knowledge, by spreading his manner, by spreading his message. Is this what he came for? Or to eat halwa? The man Allah sent him as a mercy to mankind. The man Allah called his teaching is the wisdom. By this way, how much wisdom I have is how much knowledge about this man. And this knowledge not to be read, knowledge to be known. And let me give you a bad news right away. This knowledge, if you not humble yourself and act as a slave, it will harm you. It will not benefit you. Because this knowledge, if you really dig down into it, it's completely slavery. It's slavery toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obedience to Allah wa Rasulullah. And this is why he said, if you claim to love somebody, the sign of love is obedience. The sign of love is obedience. Can be the obedience in a time I like and a time I dislike? No. I do it the maximum I can. And this, you cannot do it unless you humble yourself. And you look to the goal. What is the goal? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this also part of the rahmah. Like one scholar, he said when I was young, he said, if you study Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he said, I want you to ask yourself, how I can be Rahman and Rahim? Rahman is belong to Allah, but how I can be Rahim on myself when I'm taking myself to Jahannam with my action and bad, my bad manner? How I can be Rahim when I'm seeing mankind going to Jahannam and it doesn't care, you know, it doesn't reflect in my heart? And this something is getting away from us as a Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw a janazah, a coffin of a Jewish man. And what he did? He teared. The companion asked him, why are you tearing? He's a Jewish. He said, one soul escaped from me toward Jannah. He knew his duty. What about Abu Lahab? La'natullahi alayh, the one, he knocked his door almost 110 times. Even in the most dark night, windy night, cold night, rainy night. And when he knocked in this night, Abu Lahab said, whoever knocking now, he's in a desperate need. I have to accept his desperate need and I have to help him out. And he find his Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, what make you wake, come at this moment and you harm yourself at this night? He said, I want to remind you about the message. And this why, if you embrace this message, it make you ache. You cannot forget. You cannot. You cannot do da'wah and forget the people you do da'wah to them. You cannot. You cannot even put yourself above the da'wah. You cannot. By this way, if we want to celebrate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to go back to his message. And think about it. How much I read about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much I know about this man and his quality. How much I know about his advice to me. And how much of his advice I try to take it seriously and live it in my life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I did not leave anything can make you closer to Jannah without I command you to do. And I do not see and know anything can harm you and make you closer to Jahannam without I tell you get away from it. Do we take it seriously? This is why my advice to myself and you, read Riyadhus Salihin, all the books about the Sunan, and try to get one Sunnah in your life, one at a time, the maximum you can. Try to decorate yourself with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try to decorate your heart with the intention and the mean and the will of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try to decorate your thinking with the fikr and the thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which ummati, ummati, my people, my people. May Allah save us. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلَّ أُمَّتِ يَدْخُلُونُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. All my ummah will enter Jannah, except those who deny it. They said, Ya Rasulullah, who will deny it? He said, whoever obey me, he enter Jannah. Whoever deny me, he will not enter. Go to any book of Sunan and read all the chapter of Ahadith reported of the importance of follow the Sunnah and the importance of if we deceive from the Sunnah. All of us guilty in one way or another, but at least we try. And we try to revive it inside. Maybe inshallah Allah allow us to live it outside. And we try to make it the goal of our life. And if this is a cause, do you have a goal higher than that? Do you have a mission can be more important than that? Do you have something beloved to your heart more than that? Huh? Yes or no?
No.
If you said no, what you should do? You should do like what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day he said, أَيْنَ الْمُشَمِّرُونَ لِلْجَنَّةِ. You see, أَيْنَ الْمُشَمِّرُونَ لِلْجَنَّةِ. Tashmir لِلْجَنَّةِ meaning, who's ready for Jannah? Said, نَحْنُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. We are يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Who's ready? Who's ready in here, meaning ready to do, ready to live, ready to sacrifice, ready to really give himself completely for Sabeelullah. This Jannah is not according to what I like and dislike, is not according to my desire, is not according to my habit. Today, this is what I wanted to talk to you about today. When I look to the majority of us, what happened? We enter to the journey of Iman with what? I like and dislike. Journey of Iman is not like and dislike. Journey of Iman is not what I desire and not desire. Journey of Iman, I have to be ready. Whatever coming, to accept for Sabeelillah. With an open heart. Why? The price is high. The price is high. The promise of Allah is high. The promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is high. And this is why we have to talk about it day and night, day and night, day and night. Why? We do not get it. We do not get the price. And this is why I tell you today in the morning, when I was talking to this lady and tell her, you willing to sacrifice your husband for $10 million? She said, no problem. And she was happy. Because the reality is not the husband. By this way, let's go back for a moment. Do we believe in the promise of Allah? Do we value the promise of Allah? And this has to repeat it over and over again unless we really live in it. It's very important. Yarhamkum Allah. Don't stop sneezing. Let the sneezing take place and get a bigger piece of paper. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Wabarik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بعدد من صلى وقام وبعدد ما صلت عليه الأنام وبعدد ما صلت عليه الإنس والجان وبعدد ما صلت عليه ملائكة الرحمن وبعدد ما صليت عليه يا الله في الأولين والآخرين وفي الأفق الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. What time now? 2:58. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الله هو الملك أنا الملك the owner the one have the power and ability and the hudhud what do you call it woodpecker he tell سليمان إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم. I find a woman, it owning them. About the A? The queen of Saba. And the king is the one do not need his people, but everybody need him. And Allah call himself in Surah Al-Fatiha, Malik Yawm al-Din. The owner of Yawm al-Din. And in Al Imran, verse 26, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزَعِ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. Say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ, the king of all the king. He gives the kingdom to whom he wants, and take it from whom he wants. And if you understand that, and we go to another ahadith and ayat, you find out Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي دَفْعًا وَلَا دَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. I do not own any harm or goodness coming to me except whatever Allah ordained. This is what he said. By this way, if you understand, is Allah is the owner of everything. What do you think? What we own? Huh? Nothing. Why we get upset? You see? If you really believe in your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your iman is alert, your upsetness, your this all emotion with anger will be decreased or not? Why? Because now you become whatever coming against you, you take it with open heart. Why? Nothing can happen against your will, you like it or you don't, without what? The will of Allah, meaning destiny, ordained. Now, what I have to worry about? Why getting upset about? Nothing. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say in Surah in Sahih Bukhari, لَيْسَ الْغَنِي أو لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ. غِنَى, to be rich, not how much you have. Who said that now? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not the one who's rich, the one who have a lot. But the rich, the one who have what? غنى النفس. إنما الغنى غنى النفس. The real richness is the richness of whom? Nafs. What is nafs? Now, is my nafs's ease? Is my nafs belong to Allah? Is my nafs really content? This is the one. One of the wise people, he said, be king in this dunya, you will be king in akhirah. A people ask him, how you can be king in this dunya? He said, don't be stingy. And don't like yourself. And don't run after too much. And be content. And be free from all the material in dunya. And if you're free from all the material of dunya, what happened? You become a king. And once you become a king, you will be a king in akhirah, inshaAllah.
Inshallah.
And this why Yusuf alayhi salam, when in the end of his story, what he said to Allah, Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulk. Allah, you give me among a piece of the kingdom. What's the piece of the kingdom? The knowledge, the ta'weel, the elevation, the status, the families get united. What it mean? They said, you unite your heart to Allah, Allah unite everything for you. You slave yourself to Allah, Allah slave everything to you. You free yourself from everything, Allah make you a king in this life and the hereafter. Today I was coming with a message in my heart. If we do not struggle against ourselves, against our desire, against our habit, believe me, you can gain all the knowledge on earth and will not benefit you. It will harm you. You have to capture yourself. You have to do a big fight against yourself and have yourself trained to be ease. To be ease, and they said to be ease like a horse, like a horse. When you put the rein, do not kick you. You see, a horse in the beginning, you try to put the rein, what will do? It kick you. But the horse, when it's to get training, and he know, the horseman, the one who train him, he put the rein for his own good. What he do? He humble himself to his man, and he allow him to put the rein. You agree or no?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Now ask yourself, is me, I'm a horse in a state of rebellious and kicking, or a horse in a state of already trained and be ready to get the rein with obedience and content? Which one we are? Eh? Eh?
Kicking and jumping.
Kicking! I get a lot of kick in my belly a lot. Really? We're really in a state of the wild horse. Refuse to get the rein. And what's another one, what do you call it? The saddle?
Yes, saddle.
Why? Because we do not know the value of the trainer. If we know the value of the trainer, we said, excuse me, please, put the rein. But is any horse do that? No, ignorant. The horse will be rebellious. He will kick, he will beat, he will kill. You see? And this is what we do. May Allah save me, inshallah.
Amen.
And this is what all of us do against the training of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. Because this whole dunya, think about it as a training session. To make us humble and humility. and reign by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more you humble yourself and be patient and not kicking and beating and screaming and be crazy, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your eyes and let you see. We're coming today in the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus min al-Quds. Wal-Quds in Arabic from the purity. And the purity from the blessing. You see? By this way, Al-Quddus from purity, from blessing. And is reported in Quran in two times. In Surat Al-Hash, verse 23, Surat Al-Jum'ah, verse 1. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس. And also Al-Quddus, the people said, the one pure from every deficiency or any even minor flaw. Now, if I know that, what is my goal now? Do you remember? Do we have taqdis in ourselves? Allah created us with a lot of what? Flaw. Right?
Yes.
The more I got closer to Allah, what will happen?
I remove
this flaw. And what would happen? Now I'm doing taqdis to myself. Now I'm purifying myself. And why? The more I'm getting closer to Allah, what meaning? I'm getting pure and I'm getting what? Blessing. But it's who you are. You are dirty or pure according to the amount of medication you take from Allah. You are blessed or full of shayateen according to the amount of zikr and unity between you and Allah. And this is why the angel, when Allah created Adam, what they said to Allah? أَتَجْعَلْ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُسْفِكِ الدِّمَاءِ. Did you will create somebody to do mischief and spread blood? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. And we, Allah, the angel, we do tasbih and taqdis to you, elevation. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know what you do not know. Now, we have to come in here to one important point. If you love yourself, if you like yourself, what's the best thing you to do to yourself?
Smack yourself?
Smack yourself. You know, when you wake up in the morning, if you are a normal, good human being, what you do? You clean yourself. Hopefully. Some people do not like to clean themselves. Some people like to be stink. By this way, the more you clean yourself, you purify yourself. Right or wrong?
Right.
This is a purification of what? Physical. Some people, after they purify themselves, they put the dirty clothes again. I'm serious, I'm not kidding. Lazy, dirty, stink. They do not have value. They do not have principle. What's the value if you wash yourself so nicely and you put dirty clothes over? Right? Some people is quiet. You know what I mean? It happens. And I tell you the truth, a lot of people do that. Now, what about when you wake up? How much of us wake up with clean heart to others? And when we go to sleep with clean heart to others. Do we do that?
No, we don't. No.
Yes or no? By this way, the cleansing, كما قال الإمام أبو حامد الغزالي, is two. Purification inside, outside. And the more you love yourself, you purify yourself. Why? يوم لا يأتي إيه؟ In the day of judgment, يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أطى الله بقلب سليم. In the day of judgment, is nobody will benefit you and know your money except those who come with what? Pure heart. Now, he said, one of the most oppressing things to yourself is what? To keep yourself dirty. By this way, we have a duty. What is that? To purify our heart from envy, from jealousy, from stingy. You agree or no?
Yes.
And to purify your mind from thinking about the bad things. And purifying your mind from thinking about the bad things or the dunya material or anything belong to this life. You agree or no?
Yes.
And to purify your knowledge from any shukuk and awham. What it mean? To purify your knowledge from any uncertain doubt, knowledge, or illusion. Because a lot of people living in a lot of dream. Oh, I'm planning to do this, I'm planning to do that, I'm planning to do this, I'm planning to do that. You agree?
Mm-hmm.
And this coming from what? Shaitan. And make you forget now. And to purify your will. Purify your will. From not running after pleasure from nothing. Meaning, don't have your will always running after what you like. And to purify your money from haram money. Until your tongue, your heart, your mind, your body is pure for whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we do that? Or what can help us to do that?
Zikr.
What else? Getting away from nonsense talk. Getting away from the wrong environment. From the wrong companionship. And stop any activity in a helicopter of your brain. Stop it. Don't think about the future. Think about daily. Future, only think about Day of Judgment. Al Qiyamah. Yes, I'm bringing.
I had a question on Wednesday. In admonition for the neglectful, it said, if you change yourself internally, then Allah changes you externally. And I want to know what that means.
Okay. She said something which is, we talk about it in detail, but we'll talk about it inshallah in a few minutes. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to do ruku'ah, anybody know what the famous dua in ruku'ah? Because ruku'ah, a lot of people misunderstand. Can I make dua for myself in ruku'ah? Ruku'ah. Yes, but I said, did you make dua for yourself? No. You should not make dua for yourself. No, 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 no. Ruku'ah. Ruku'ah is for Allah. We said, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. After that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said to you, says, do? Sabbuh Qaddus. Rabbuna wa Rabbul Malaikat wa Ruh. Or, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la al-Wahhab. سبحان ربي الأعلى الوهاب سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. Meaning, if you want to do anything in ruku' should be for what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Okay? Now, if we purify ourselves and we cleanse ourselves inside outside, what is the result? Yeah.
Purity.
Purity, meaning what? You smell nice. You look nice. Your mouth smell nice. Your body smell nice. And your body, around it a lot of angels. Now your body is illuminating. You do not see this illumination, but this illumination is spread. And this spread of illumination, what it do? It affect others. What kind of effect? Let me tell you something. May Allah forgive me. I remember in the beginning of Dawah a long time ago, I used to go and try to find people to stop the TV or stop singing. Do you know once you really Allah accept you, what will happen? You will not talk. Once people look at you, you will shut by itself. Now you know what happened. Now you really belong to Allah. You do not have to talk. Wallahi, you will not talk. Once they see you and you sit down, they said, excuse me, tuck, and they close the TV. Tuck, they close the... I remember, I forget which year, I was in Philadelphia. Almost midnight. Midnight. We wake up in midnight with a bunch of women in the masjid. Bunch of women in the masjid, Muslim women. What do you want? They said, please save us. What happened? They said, our husband do not go home. Where is he are? They're in a club. In Ramadan. Every night they play card and they gambling and belly dancing and singing and all this until Fajr. Once we go from work to the nightclub, from nightclub to work straight.
Wow.
No sleeping even. So stink, so dirty. Internal, external. I was going with a group of people. We decided we take the fire escape. Because if we go in the front, they will never allow us to enter. And they put me in the front. And I remember the people with me argue with the owner. And the owner looked at me. I said, okay, I give you a few minutes. And all of a sudden, I did not talk. They shut everything off. Everything was shut off. Belly dancing stopped. The singing stopped. People playing cards stopped. But even in the middle of talking, I can see some people looking to another card. But that's where once I finish talking, he's ready to beat up with another person. But the point I'm trying to tell you, if you really belong to Allah, Allah change condition for you. But if you try to change a condition by your force, you do not reach it. Meaning your voice is not heard. You have no respect. Where is the respect coming from?
Allah.
Who give you respect?
Allah.
Who give you dignity?
Allah.
Who make people love you?
Allah.
Who make people care for you?
Allah.
Only one. Do you get your answer? And this applies to everywhere. You have to work inside to purify yourself. The more you purify yourself, I promise you, like once Sheikh, he said it. He said you become, like what do you call it now, the gamma ray,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Or what's another one? Laser? You become like laser. You become like gamma. Psst. Psst. And this you do not have to talk. It's done automatically by your heart. But only when Allah accept you and be with you. And when Allah accept you and be with you, whatever you have in your heart, Allah tunes the heart of other for you. Can I come now and open your heart and tune your heart by my hand? No, it will never work. Can I scream? Can I kick? Can I beat? You can do all this and will not happen. You have to be ready for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the environment for you. By this way, the more you purify yourself, the more Allah give you a certain blessing. And this blessing will show up in your action, in your behavior, in your talk, in your present, everywhere. You do not have to talk. Sometimes even you do not feel like talking, because talking is not the power. You can sit in an environment not talking at all, but not... No, this is not really. If you belong to Allah, you can send a wave of heart with messages, and I swear to Allah, it will be received. If Allah loves you. And later on, his person will come and tell you, you know something? I heard what you tell me. I said, what I tell you? And he repeat exactly what I tell him. And I do not open my mouth. But this one need what? Believe in Allah. Sometimes I used to do that. And I said, oh Allah, if I talk, is one thing. But if I talk to you, I know what you're going to do. If you accept my talk, you will send it. This is why sometimes you find some pious people will not talk to you. You can talk to them, they give you a look. You get the answer. No talk.
No cell phone.
But don't do that when you have bad heart and bad eyes. And take a look to the person up and down, and now people tell you arrogant and this and that. Because you're not doing it for sabilillah. Be careful when you do that in a state of dirt. Because also if you belong to Allah, you will not allow the person to feel what you're doing. Because you believe in Allah. I do not have to give you a certain look like, I'm looking at you, understand? I'm giving you a look. No, this is garbage. Meaning you are sick. And this is why your sickness also spread. And will be a mischief. You want to know who you are? Very simple. If you quiet, it generates harmony or it generates mischief. I swear by Allah, if you really belong to Allah, you have to generate harmony. You have to. Even if people dislike you, they might tell you out, but there will be harmony. But if you belong to yourself and you think you belong to Allah, but you belong to shaitan, it will cause a lot of anger. That's why you want to know who you are? See what you produce in environment. What you're generating. Because if you're full of angels, angels around you, your heart is united with Allah, what you're spreading? Goodness. Huh?
Goodness.
Blessing, light, tranquility. You see? Now ask yourself what I'm spreading. What I have in my heart, what I have in my face, what I have in my mind. And this you cannot cheat. Allah, you know what you have. Allah, you know what you have. Can I have it 5 minutes a day and I have 95 or 98% of my day's garbage? No. And this is why we have to stabilize our soul and my nafs. By saying what? Ya Quddus, Ya Quddus, Ya Quddus. And you try to really live in it by cleansing yourself inside out. I think Asif's time is out, right?
We have 4 more minutes.
SubhanAllah.
Yes.
MashaAllah. Today's the time, MashaAllah. I feel like I'm talking. And the time is expended by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
InshaAllah.
Or maybe I'm tired, I do not know.
InshaAllah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Quddus, Ya Salam. يا مؤمن يا مهيمن يا عزيز يا جبار يا الله يا متكبر يا الله يا الله يا الله يا صاحب الفضل العظيم يا وهاب يا الله هب لنا من لدنك رحمة هب لنا من لدنك نورا هب لنا من لدنك حكمة املأ قلوبنا بالصفات والأخلاق يا رب العالمين وأعشنا على سنة حبيبك المصطفى يا أكرم الأكرمين يا صاحب الفضل العظيم تفضل علينا بما أنت أهله وعاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان يا قدوس يا قدوس يا قدوس قدس قلوبنا وعقولنا وأجسادنا من كل ما لا تحبه ولا ترضاه يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين واجعلنا من المباركين واجعلنا من أهل الهدى والرضا واليقين واجعل من أمامنا نورا ومن خلفنا نورا وعن أيماننا نورا وعن شمائلنا نورا ومن فوقنا نورا ومن تحتنا نورا وعظم لنا نورا يا رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد بعدد من صلى عليه وبعدد من لم يصلي عليه وبالعدد الذي ينبغي أن يصلى عليه وبالعدد الذي تحب أن يصلى عليه اللهم يا الله يا الله يا الله يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو رب العرش العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم الذي لا إله إلا هو رب العرش المجيد باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها وباسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم ما تخفي الأعين وما تخفي الصدور يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا علي يا عظيم يا نور السماوات والأرضين يا الله يا الله يا الله افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين اكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا مولانا يا رجاءنا يا الله يا نعم المولى ويا نعم النصير وبالإجابة جدير يا ولي يا وكيل كن معنا ولا تكن علينا انصر بنا ولا تنصر علينا امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا أعزنا ولا تذلنا أعزنا وأعز الإسلام بنا وأعز الإسلام والمسلمين وعلي بحقك كلمة الحق والدين واجعلنا من أنصارك وأنصار حبيبك المصطفى وعلى هديك وهدي حبيبك المصطفى يا أكرم الأكرمين يا نور السماوات والأرض.